This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of lumbrical muscles, from the intrinsic subsection of the hand muscles section under the anatomy topic on orthobullets.com. In this episode, we'll go over the origin, insertion, action, innervation, and arterial supply to the lumbrical muscles. So starting with the origin, the lumbrical muscles originate from the FDP tendon. Again, the origin of the lumbrical muscles is the FDP, or flexor digitorum profundus, tendon. The insertion of the lumbrical muscles is the radial lateral band of the extensor expansion. Again, the insertion of the lumbrical muscles is the radial lateral band of the extensor expansion. The action of the lumbrical muscles is to extend the PIP and DIP joints. Again, the action of the lumbricals is to extend the PIP and DIP joints. As far as the innervation of the lumbrical muscles, the first and second lumbricals are innervated by the median nerve. Again, the first and second lumbricals are innervated by the median nerve. The third and fourth lumbricals are innervated by the ulnar nerve. Again, the third and fourth lumbricals are innervated by the ulnar nerve. The arterial supply to the lumbrical muscles are the palmar metacarpal arteries. Again, the arterial supply to the lumbrical muscles are the palmar metacarpal arteries. So again, to quickly review, the origin of the lumbrical muscles is the FDP, or flexor digitorum profundus, tendon. The insertion is the radial lateral band of the extensor expansion. The action of the lumbrical muscles is to extend the PIP and DIP joints. As far as the innervation of the lumbrical muscles, the first and second lumbricals are innervated by the median nerve, and the third and fourth lumbricals are innervated by the ulnar nerve. And finally, the arterial supply to the lumbrical muscles are the palmar metacarpal arteries. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over one quick question to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. Which of the following unipennate muscles takes its origin on the radial side of the profundus tendon, inserts on the radial lateral band at the middle phalanx, and creates a force vector that is palmar to the joint axis of the metacarpophalangeal joint? And the choices are 1, first lumbrical; 2, first dorsal interosseous; 3, fourth dorsal interosseous; 4, fourth lumbrical; and 5, fourth palmar interosseous. The correct answer to this question is 1, first lumbrical. So the first and second lumbricals are unipennate and originate on the flexor digitorum profundus, or FDP, to these fingers. The third and fourth lumbricals are bipennate and each have one head that originates from the FDP from the respective finger and a second head that originates from the FDP of the middle and ring finger, respectively. Lumbrical insertion is classically thought to be on the radial lateral band of the extensor expansion, but Elado Umigdachi et al. Performed a cadaveric dissection on 14 hands and found that the insertions were variable and included proximal phalanx and volar plate. The lumbricals extend the PIP and DIP joints while also flexing the MCP joint. Their mechanism is pathologically exemplified in the intrinsic plus hand with associated intrinsic tightness, where the contracted intrinsic muscles, that is the lumbricals and interosseous, will prevent supple DIP/PIP flexion. The first and fourth dorsal interosseous muscles are bipennate muscles originating from the adjacent metacarpals of each web space and causes abduction of the fingers. The three palmar interosseous muscles are located on the ulnar side of the index metacarpal and on the radial aspect of the ring and small metacarpals. They insert onto the lateral bands of their respective digits and cause adduction of the fingers. That's all for this review about the lumbrical muscles. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.